28th of 2022. Sorely missed in the whole West Virginia, Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, well, even nationwide in the bluegrass scene. Then we went back to 1963 for Mack Wiseman and the Country Boys doing Love Letters in the Sand live at the Newport Folk Festival. And the last thing you heard was a gospel number from a young lady named Lillianne McCool, and she introduced it to you. And it's from her record Back to the Ozarks, which came out in 2020. And that was a song her dad wrote, Behold the Lamb. I am Mando Richard. I thank each and every one of you for having listened to all or part of episode 166 of The Black Diamond Show. You can always reach me on Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. Drop me a comment on today's show, episode 166. Make a request, whatever you got on your mind. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I keep hearing some folks holler for Martha White. Didn't know you'd ever heard that one up this way. That's a little theme song of a sponsor we have down in Nashville. I don't know if we can remember it or not. We haven't been singing it but about 10 years. We'll try it, though. Now you bake plans with Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness gracious, good and light, Martha White.
Martha White.
Now you bake better biscuits, cakes, and pie. Call Martha White, say fries and flour.
The one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, say fries and flour. It's got high rise. Biscuits, cakes, and pie. Call to Martha White, say fries and flour.
The one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, say fries and flour. It's got hot rice.
Say who you are and with what band.
Yeah, I know. Hello, this is Reza from Le Vent du Nord. You're listening to WRCP Pittsburgh.
Young, yet you seem to me the ultimate nightmare. Dying stars, why? Blood fire, bonfire. What the gangsta fall when I'm bringing something? Who them call with the sign when I'm flinging something?
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness! One step beyond!
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. You can hear me Friday night at 9 during my show, Viva La Mock. But I have curated 30 minutes of the band Madness for you to listen to. Want to tell you, formed back in 1976, back in the North London area over in the UK. Madness was part of what's called the second wave of ska, or what a lot of people will call the two-tone movement. Started off the entire show with something off their 1979 album One Step Beyond with the title track, but let's get into more Madness.
What they mean to me. Madness, It's gonna be rougher. It's gonna be tougher than any man. And I won't be the one who's gonna suffer. Oh no, I won't be the one who's gonna suffer.
from their Keep Moving album, That's Madness with Wings of a Dove, here on 88.3 FM WRCT. We are in the midst of a half hour of Madness music before the Wings of a Dove baggy trousers for you, and start off that entire set with, again, as I mentioned, their namesake song, Madness. But we're not stopping there. Nope, we've got more Madness coming to you here on WRCT.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. Every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How can it be that we can say so much without words? Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy any other way. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best.
Sacrifices, right, yeah.
That is the song Cardiac Arrest, wrapping up that set of music from the band Madness. Before that, Michael Caine, with a little help from English actor Michael Caine, also started off that entire set with their cover of the 1972 Underground classic, It Must Be Love. Now, Madness themselves took their band name from the song Madness, which I played earlier, which was a cover because it was originally done by Prince Buster. They also played homage to Prince Buster with their very first single called The Prince.
Buster, he sold the heat. with a rock steady beat. An earthquake is erupting, but not in Orange Street. A ghost dance is preparing, you got to help us with your feet. If you're not in the mood to dance, step back, grab yourself a seat. This may not be uptown Jamaica, but we promise you a treat. Bust a foaming over with your bogus dance, shuffle me off my feet. Even though I'll keep on running, I'll never get to Orange Street. So I say there's nothing left to say for the man who set the beat. So I leave it up to you out there to get him back on his feet. Bust a foamy over with your bogus dance, shuffle me off my feet. Even though I'll keep on running, I'll never get to Orange Street.
From 1982, Madness with House of Fun. We are wrapping up this massive music block of madness here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's get to their biggest hit in the States. A song that peaked at number 7 back in 1982. Madness has 7 members, again, formed back in 1976, and believe it or not, to this day are still touring with 6 of those 7 original members. It's Madness, our house.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Zum Horizont. Sportsminister, Streichholz und Benzinkanister hielten sich für schlaue Leute, witterten schon fette Beute, riefen Krieg und wollten Macht. Man, wer hätte das gedacht, dass es einmal so weit kommt?
mama is a is a good and is a big a go bella is a good and a bowling go to nan is a good and is a one and go is a good and a bowling go to nan is a good and is a big a go bella is a good and a bowling go be bad is a good and is a one and go is a good and is a one and go is a what's up, what's up? Hook up, hook up, hook up, hook up. Say, one mama, design, is a good child, is a big a go bella, design, is a good child, burning go to nan, is a design. Someone a kini design is a good and is someone a bea design is a good and bowling go to nan design is a good and is a big a cocoon design is a good and bowling go bengal design is a good and is a manango design is a good and
Yeah. Thank you very much.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Oh, Mon père mi Mario avec un avocat.
Mon père mi Mario avec un avocat.
Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche. Mais au toit d'en faire en passant, il t'est mis de l'or. Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche.
Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche.
Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant, mais au toit d'en faire en passant, puis au t'aimer de l'or. Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant.
Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant.
La bonne femme aux écoutes entend tout ce bruit-là. La bonne femme vous écoute, t'entends tout ce bruit-là.
La bonne femme vous écoute, t'entends tout ce bruit-là.
A dit en tout ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas. Mais au toit d'en faire on pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en faire on pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
A dit en tout ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
A dit en tout ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
Si t'en meurs, et on t'enterrera, mais au toit d'en faire pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en faire pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
On marque sur sa tombe, et mort en faisant ça, mais au toit d'en faire pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en faire
sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
On marque sur sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
En faisant cette prière au pied de Saint-Nicolas. Mais au toit d'en faire pas ça, puis au tes mains de là.
Au toit d'en faire pas ça, puis au tes mains de là.
Au toit d'en faire pas ça, puis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en faire pas ça, puis au tes mains de là.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a once-over.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We start today with a major story. The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, Ginni Thomas, we now know was way more involved in the lead up to and supporting the attempts to overthrow the correct, accurate, real winner of the 2020 presidential election. She was involved in emails with Donald Trump's attorneys. She was involved in emails with Arizona lawmakers who were trying to figure out a way. Remember this alternate slate of electors that they wanted to send to Washington, D.C. Ginni Thomas was extremely involved, and we now know it. Now, we suspected this for months because of little bits of data and evidence here and there. But now, thanks to the January 6th committee, the degree to which Ginni Thomas was involved, and we must wonder, what about Clarence Thomas? I mean, is it really plausible that he has no idea what she's up to and not at all supportive of what she's up to? It starts to become hard to believe. So let's go to the primary report about this from The Washington Post. Ginni Thomas corresponded with John Eastman, sources in the January 6th House investigation say. The House committee investigating the January 6th attacks has obtained email correspondence between Ginni Thomas, the wife of Clarence Thomas, and lawyer John Eastman, who played a key role in efforts to pressure Vice President Pence to block the certification of Joe Biden's victory. This is according to three people involved in the investigation. Remember, Eastman's the guy who wrote the memo telling Mike Pence, or rather wrote the memo explaining how Mike Pence could reject the election results and send it back to the states, as they love to say. None of this is true. None of this is real. None of this is based on reality. But that's who John Eastman is. And Ginni Thomas was corresponding directly with him. The article goes on to say the emails show that Thomas's effort to overturn the election were more extensive than previously known. The three declined to provide details and spoke on the condition of anonymity. The committee staffers and members are now discussing whether to spend time during the public hearings exploring Ginni Thomas's role in trying to overturn the outcome of the 2020 election. The Washington Post previously reported the committee had not sought an interview with Thomas and was leaning against pursuing her cooperation. The two people said the emails were among documents obtained and reviewed recently. Last week, a federal judge ordered Eastman to turn more than 100 documents over to the committee. Eastman was trying to block those. Thomas also sent messages to President Trump's White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows. This is Ginni Thomas was in touch with Eastman, Mark Meadows, and to Arizona lawmakers pressing them to help overturn the election. Thomas has maintained she and her husband operate in separate professional lanes. Her activities as a conservative political activist have long distinguished her from other spouses of Supreme Court justices. Any new revelations about her actions after the 2020 election are likely to further intensify questions about whether Clarence Thomas should recuse himself from cases related to the election and attempt to subvert it. This is a major, major deal. One other piece of this that I wanted to mention to you about the Arizona element. She was in touch with 27. Here we go. In the weeks after the 2020 election, Ginni Thomas repeatedly